Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
It seems these days to be critical for survival, both professionally and personally, to keep connected, to carry your phone with you, to text people back immediately, to answer your emails right away. But it can also be easy to sort of get hooked and put that as a priority. You know, you want to make sure that you're able to take it away for just a few minutes. Pay attention to what's going on at hand. Do you ever see those people at restaurants texting while they're sitting there at the restaurant? And do you feel that it's a rude thing to do? Can they stop themselves? Well, my guest is Dr. Lucy Jo Palladino. She's a clinical and consulting psychologist. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lucy. Tell us a little bit about this attention span. I mean, I'm in the business of attention span and these podcasts, and people don't pay attention as long as we'd like.
Our attention span is getting shorter. The more we multitask, the more we make the most of the opportunities of technology. And technology has a real plus side when it comes to personal health. There are, you know, apps for learning to exercise more, have your personal trainer with you when you work out, you know, in your digital device, counting calories, relaxation and music to help with stress management. But the downside is that we are drawn to these digital devices by the same reward systems in the brain, the dopamine systems that draw us towards novelty, something new is coming in, same reward systems that, you know, gambling or it can keep us coming back for more. And when we understand that, there's also a cost. The cost is what we're not doing when we're, as you say, connected all the time. We're not connected with ourselves. We're not watching the stress levels that go up with how much novelty is coming in. Being able to monitor and manage our own stress levels, what we're not doing when we're connected, physical activity, we're sitting in one place, you know, what screen time takes away from us, reflection on our long-term goals, you know, how lifespan perspective, because so many health problems.
Well, there are, and I can see what you're saying, because people, when they tend to be very involved in these things, there's everything now from texting and walking accidents to, as you say, multitasking and texting and driving, which makes me crazy. And people are so busy doing all of these things, answering everything, getting Facebook updates and doing all these things, that we forget to kind of live in the moment and see what we see. So what can we do to get that gone, to kind of bring ourselves back? And I don't want to say back in the day, because, you know, that's a thing, but to bring ourselves back to the time when we actually listened at the dinner table or paid attention or picked up the telephone and talked to somebody.
Well, we can reboot. You know, we can use what psychologists call metacognition, which is to take a step back. We can frequently ask ourselves the question, what am I not doing in this moment? You know, if I'm texting, if I'm on the phone, if I'm glued to a screen, what am I not doing? I'm not outside. I'm not connecting with nature. I'm not looking someone face-to-face in the eyes, in person, you know, and feeling the warmth of their physical presence. And by keeping that alive, looking at both the pluses of screen time and what it's taking away from us, we can make good choices or better choices than being controlled by the devices that, you know, really are meant for us to control them.
But what about our attention span, Dr. Lucy? Because I would think that because of this, because we have this need to do these things very quickly and multitask and get them done, what do we do to extend that attention span so that we can sit down and read a good book and not be bored after 2 minutes, or have a conversation with somebody, or, you know, any of these things that require just a little bit more of an attention span? How do you grow that back?
Your choice of words, grow that back. We can reflect on that. What we know about the brain, the brain's plasticity. Neuroscientists have a saying, as the neuron fires, the brain rewires. So every time I am multitasking, every time I'm interrupting someone or myself, every time I'm choosing to shorten my attention span by jumping from one novel experience to the next, one incoming message to the next, to keep that awareness that I'm not just making that choice for that moment. I'm making that choice for the rest of my life. Habits become crystallized in the brain, the plasticity of the brain, the synapses in the brain, the circuitry that we're building is the road we're going forward on. So I'm making it more difficult for myself to make a reflective choice tomorrow every time I choose to automatically, knee-jerk response, answer that phone or that text today. So when I decide to disconnect or turn off, or, you know, at least turn the sound down, and I actively practice that self-control, I'm actually building the neuronal circuitry in the frontal cortex, the executive functioning of the brain, that's going to make it easier for me. It's going to build stronger self-control for all kinds of life decisions, not just attention span for a conversation at dinner, but also for remembering my life goals, you know, when I'm faced with junk food or
well, sure, I think it's a whole willpower, right? I mean, it's a whole willpower thing, and it seems to me that it's very similar to what you're saying. It's that it's similar to maybe a shortening of a tendon. If you're someone who wears high-heeled shoes all the time, the tendons shorten in the back of your heel, and then you go to put on your sneakers and it actually hurts, you know. It's like, so the more that we try and multitask and answer that thing right away, we're actually shortening that ability to even not do that task.
That's correct. It will become more and more difficult.
That's right. It becomes more and more difficult. So we have to use the same willpower that we might engage in not picking up that piece of food or stopping at one glass of wine or, you know, anything that we need that extra little bit of discipline. We need to engage that for this as well. No, I'm not going to answer that email. Nope. It's not important enough that I post this on Facebook right now.
Right. And as I'm saying, there is a cross-generalization because we're strengthening the part of the brain that learns delay, what psychologists call delay of gratification, the ability to say no. It does cross purposes. We have that ability to strengthen those pathways in the brain, and they're just as applicable to say no to an incoming text, you know, as to high-calorie food. The more we use it, the stronger it gets.
Well, that's absolutely really, really great advice. And you can see more about Dr. Lucy Jo Palladino at yourfocuszone.com or lucyjopalladino.com. So, you know what? Let's all do that. Let's all see if we can put it off for just a bit and see if you can kind of lengthen your attention span and bring it out a little bit longer so that we can all pay attention to each other and live in the moment. And this is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. We have so many great programs. Scroll around, pay attention, and learn something with us. Stay well.